The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
All medications require eligibility and prescription. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
Daylight breaks over the ridge. The hounds strike. No crowds, no cameras, just a track and the hounds that bring the story to life. That's what this show's about. Dogs, dirt roads, early mornings, and the people who live it. This is Creekside Chronicles. Hounds, hunting, and heritage. I am your host, Heath Hyatt, houndsman, hunter, and a lifelong student of the outdoors. Here, we chase more than game. We chase knowledge about hounds, hunting, and living the outdoor life the right way. From bear country to back roads, this is where the hunt meets heart. And every story runs a different trail. So pull up your chair by the creek, leash up your best hound, and let's get after it together. Performance starts in the feed. Inukshuk's high-fat content fuels long runs and hard hunts, giving dogs the steady energy they need, while quality protein supports faster recovery after the work is done. That's why I trust Inukshuk dog food. Packed with energy and nutrition, dogs need to go further, run harder, and recover stronger. If you want extreme performance, you can look them up at Inukshuk Professional Dog Food or CoreyNutrition.com.
Welcome back to another episode of Creekside Chronicles. Weather's breaking. Starting to warm up a little bit. Thank the Lord. The grass is starting to dry. My yard was like a sponge for 3 or 4 days. Still got a little bit of snow laying in the shadows, but it's all good. We are going to get away from the legislative stuff this week, and we're going to go back to the Yotes. But we all know that 770 passed, which made hunting, trespass by hunting, a Class 1 misdemeanor. I told you why that was important, because if you get convicted of a Class 1 hunting violation, you lose your license for a year.
And we know that 1396 went through pretty much unscathed. It appeared that there was some behind the door deals made with that, because they didn't let everybody talk. It was pretty much a done deal, and they pushed it on up to a full vote. Probably not going to make much difference in the House, because it's 64 to 46. But in the Senate, it's a lot closer. So we have to continue on and try to make it known that we don't approve. So that's that for the legislative part. Like I said, it's been overwhelming trying to keep up with it, trying to keep everybody up to date and informed. There's several different Facebook sites that are doing the same. So, yeah, keep calling, keep emailing, keep talking, and hopefully by the time it gets to the Senate, we can either make some amendments that we can live with, or we can get it shot down. All right, back to old Wile E. Coyote. We skipped a week on it, and I'll just kind of go back over that really quick. I kind of set the stage for why it's so hard to break our dogs off of the coyotes, because it's a lot like a bear race. I mean, they run hot, it's fast, lots of scent, lots of movement, lots of reward for the dog. You know, coyotes use the same area. Dogs with high drive really, really like to chase. And that's the dogs that we want in our bear packs. So a lot of those similarities make it extremely difficult to break the dogs off of them, and are why the dogs want to run them. So let's just go through a couple things on the breaking part. Like, you've heard me say in podcasts, I say it all the time, that timing is everything. And I've picked up some new dogs within our canine group. And I noticed in the couple times that I have been with them that timing is a huge issue. Even the rewards, timing of the reward. So we're always a little late on that. And the same thing goes for the correction. Like, after the race is already fun, it's not really a correction. You know, it's too late. The dog does not connect the correction to the coyote. And I'm going to get into that here in just a little bit. Inconsistency. Dog training is all about consistency. But what happens, and I'm guilty of this, like this is me. This is where I struggle in the training aspect of it. And again, because it's so hard to understand which game they're running. Like, if we're not consistent, sometimes I give them a correction, whether it's a stem or not, whether it's a tone or whatever. Other times I ignore it because I'm not quite sure what's going on. And for me, I want to be 100% sure. We've talked about that. So the dogs learn that, okay, I can take this risk. Like, there's a chance that I'm going to get away with it. So inconsistency is hard. Pack mentality. Like, it only takes one dog to start this, and the rest of the pack is going to join most of the time because it's a pack, right? The dogs that wouldn't run a coyote alone, and I'm in this boat right now, like, they're not going to do it on their own, but you let my culprit start this, they're going to get some. That's the pack mentality. Exposure. We are consistently exposing our dogs to coyotes, whether you know it or not. Like, everywhere we hunt bear, there are usually coyotes. And, you know, you hear me talk about Ring, you know, back in the early 2000s, up to the 2000, I think 2013 was the last time that he was under a bear.
we didn't have the amount of coyotes we had now. And that scoundrel still get after one here and there. Nowadays, with as thick as they are, I don't know that I could have kept him off of them. But he loved to run. He loved to chase. And a lot of times we talk about that chase being what drives the dog. Like, my dogs don't really care about the ending of it. They're invested in that chase and catch. So, exposure. We all are constantly hunting in coyote-rich environments. And I just talked about it, like, handler hesitation. Like, you know, am I correcting them on the right thing? Am I correcting them off the wrong thing? You know, you don't accidentally allow a dog to run a coyote. You don't accidentally make a coyote dog. You allow it by not doing the timing, the inconsistent, checking your pack. We continually hunt in areas. So, anyway. So, let's talk about the bad habits. Breaking on sight instead of scent. I've seen a lot of posts over this, over the last couple of months, about let the dog get started and then burn him up. Let the dog get started and burn him up. Guys, listen. There's always a way. It's not the way. But I will tell you, when that dog gets into that odor and starts opening and moving that track, you have put him from neutral to drive. If I'm in neutral, I can tap the brakes and I'm usually not moving. But if I'm in drive and I'm moving at 55 miles an hour, it takes me a little while to slow down. So, if you can correct the dog in odor, not drive, it's going to be more meaningful and it's going to take less time and less stimulation. Once you put that dog into drive and let him chase, it's twice as hard and takes twice as long. So please understand that. Like, break off of the scent. But, here's a big thing that we get, sometimes we get too antsy about. Like, I had a coyote cross the road on me, or Garrett had a coyote cross the road on him. So he calls me, tells me where it's at. I go find it. I put my dogs down. I let them sort it out. I don't just soon as they do it. Like, I'm letting them make the decision, but I did it one at a time. I didn't turn four loose. Okay? I did it where I could control it. And I let them sort it out. I had one that smelt it and turned around and come back. Now, if I'm in the breaking mode of that, I had already worked on this a little bit with this dog. I wanted her to make that decision. She smelt it. She turned. She didn't fool with it. I took out the second dog that I hadn't. As soon as they showed me a behavioral change and that they were in odor, low stem. And then I continued on through the pack. So, I want the dogs that I've worked on to make those decisions. And then I'm going to reward that good decision, and I'm going to correct the bad decision. But that's all a part of the breaking process. Where are you at in it? Correcting the whole pack instead of the starter. Again, I have this problem. I've got one that I told you about in the last podcast with the Yotes that I took him out of the equation and I didn't have any problems the rest of the year. I had to put him up. And it's hard because he's one of my better trail dogs. But I could not continue to have my young dogs be exposed to that. So I made that decision to separate. One thing that I can understand, and it's just my thought process, is letting my young dogs go unsupervised. And what that means is I'm letting my 6 and 8 and 10 month old dogs run loose and let them make the decisions yourself when It's just like having your child. Okay, I'm going to give you this big decision to make, knowing that they're going to make the wrong decisions, like sticking your hand in a cookie jar, right? So for me, I'm going to take my young dogs and I'm going to control that environment until I get them on the right game, get them moving in the right direction, and then I can start letting them have some decision-making opportunities. And I will let my young dogs run loose until they start running off game. And as soon as they do, all right, I know you're going. I put them up, or I put them back on the lead or whatever and go from there. So, you know, that's another thing. Before correcting it, you have to know that it's a coyote. And that is so hard when you're free casting dogs and they're up the holler in front of you and they strike. But one of the commonalities is usually they start out pretty good. They just don't start trailing. Although I did have that happen to me in December. They trailed up and over a good ridge out of my hearing, and that's what it was. But again, that was the dog that I was having issues with. So, expecting one correction to fix the habit, it is not going to happen. It is not going to happen. So this takes time. This is a process. Like for me, I'm in that process right now. I'm checking dogs that are not starting it, giving them some opportunities. If they make the wrong decision, then okay, I do some correction. I've got the other dog that is really bad. And I've got a couple things that I'm going to do to help work with that. But catch it early. If you can recognize it, you have to know what it is. And I will tell you, if you have a seasoned dog and you make a couple of mistakes correcting that dog, like, all right, I applied stimulation and it was actually a bear. I applied stimulation and it was actually a bear. Your seasoned dogs, you're not going to break them in making a couple of mistakes. Okay? I use this analogy in detection work a lot. Like, if you make a mistake with your detection dog, hey, it took us 6 to 8 weeks to imprint that dog on that odor. It didn't happen overnight. So I'm not going to break him off of that odor with one or two bad corrections or a mistake that I made. And you've got to put that into your breaking process with the coyotes. So you got to be consistent. Every coyote, every time. Which brings, I mean, that is a challenge within itself. Okay? One free pass, you just reset yourself and you're starting over, basically. So, break out the individuals that are starting it, work on them first. You know, don't let the pack mentality, like, hide the problem. Okay, I've got five dogs. No, I don't. I got one that is a bad apple. I got another one that is turning in that direction. And the rest of mine go along to get along, pack. And I'm going to work on it. You know, one of the things about correcting, and there's a couple different ways to do this, so we'll get into it, is I put up a trail camera in high traffic areas. And I was trying to catch those coyotes coming through those high traffic areas so I could go, no, 100% when I put my dog in this path, or I put my dog on this point, that there's nothing else there, it was a coyote, and then I can start watching for the behavior change, or if they take off, I can make those corrections. So the trail camera are a big assistance for that. Tracks in the snow, that's another way to do it. Your buddies see one crossing the road, that's another way to do it. So there's a couple ways to be after it, but it takes some. This is not just ride around the mountain and hope you get lucky. Like, this takes some time and effort. And like I said, I move cameras. I had two cameras out. I moved one camera numerous times because I wasn't picking up what I thought I needed to pick up. And now that season's over, I've actually stopped. Okay, well, why have you stopped? You still got a problem. Well, because I can't go put my dog on the game that I want them to run, a bear, right now because our season's over. So I do all this work on breaking these dogs off of coyotes, and now I can't put them back on the right game. So August rolls around and our season's back in. I mean, I've literally 7 months they've sat dormant, and it's going to restart the process, if that makes sense what I'm saying. So you've got to be able to make a correction, and then put them on the game that you want them to run. And make sure that that's exactly what you're putting them on. Even if it means you're taking that seasoned dog and putting him on a race, not letting him start it. Or, you know, making sure that that track crossed the road, or are you seeing what you're actually running. I mean, that... taking that couple of minutes or taking that time to make sure that you're giving the correct guidance to that dog will be very, very important. And again, you know, a week or two of very strategic placement of that dog and where he puts it will guide you through the whole season. Even though we feel like we're not making the ground that we want, you are. You're making big steps. So I have stopped. I can't go put my dogs back on a bear. So right now, we just in reset mode. Like, I got them a couple times at the end of season, and I'm just gonna wait it out until season comes in. And then once season comes in, I'm gonna start working on it again. So breaking coyotes isn't about punishment. It's about clarity. It's about, okay, I want you to run this, and I don't want you to run that. So a couple things that are hard, or let's say, all right, well, we've gotten on to the end of that, the tail end of this, it may be too late. You know, dogs that self-reward, we talk about that a lot in our training. Like our patrol dogs, our apprehension dogs, sometimes they get frustrated, or they just want to do what they do, and they just bite anybody and everybody. So you're not letting me do what I want to do, so I'll take it into my own hands, and I'll reward myself by biting the first person I come to. The same thing with a coyote, you know, running a coyote. Like, I'm out. No, I'll just run it. I want to run something. And we all say that. We all say, you know, I really don't have this problem until later in the season. All right, when they start coming, the females start coming in heat, they're traveling more. We haven't treated a bear in a week or so, or the weather conditions are bad. And then now, all of a sudden, I'm having it. So they're self-rewarding. Guys, there's some dogs that just prefer running over treeing. I've had a couple of those dogs over the past that they just want to run. Not every dog deserves limited chances. Like, you got a dog that's on up in age and it continues to do this, and you've worked on it and it continues to do this. You know, what are you willing to tolerate, I guess? So let's go to the prevention side of it. You know, start your pups right. Make sure that you've got an eye on them and don't give them a lot of opportunities to go in this direction. Controlled exposure. Let's just use that term, controlled exposure. Early corrections. But I don't want to correct off the wrong game and not have them on the right game first. We got to put them on. The dog has to have an understanding and clarity that it's okay for me to run this. And then we can start giving that clarity. It's not okay for me to run that. So we got to give them clarity. Like, we got to make sure that they understand. And that goes back to just don't letting the young dogs run free. Like, I know a lot of people do that, and they sort it out. And yes, a lot of your dogs will age out, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old. If you've got fairly straight dogs and they don't participate in your young dogs' escapades, a lot of times they'll just sort it out on their own. So, coyotes are extremely hard. They're extremely hard. It's been very frustrating for me because it took me half a season. Well, it didn't take me half a season. It took me that week to figure out
what was going on. And like I said, once I displaced the dog that was causing most of my problems, I didn't have those problems the rest of the year. Tried to work on it. I didn't really get a chance to work on him because I left him at home. But the other dogs, I checked and made sure. And we're gonna roll on with it. And just remember, this is a process. It's not going to be fixed in one time. And if I can drive anything home for you guys to listen to, once that dog is in drive, and I've said it over and over and over, it's 10 times easier to break a dog off a scent when they start than it is once you put them into motion. Adrenaline goes up, drive goes up, the stimulation has to go up, and once they're invested in that race, once they're invested in it, all you're doing is stopping them. That's it. That's all you're doing. You're not giving them clarity. They don't understand, well, I've just run this 200, 400, half a mile, and now I'm getting this stimulation. What am I getting this for? Like, I have no clue what's going on. So try to stop them when that odor's first present. But on the second hand of that, you have to understand some of your dogs need to sort it out. Like some of your older dogs, let them see what they're going to do. And if they take those couple of steps forward and act, you know, you're going to see a behavioral change in their body. You're going to see their demeanor. You're going to see their tail set. You're going to see their body change, more excited. You're going to see things in their body that's telling you, oh, yeah, here we go. And that's when you do the correction. A dog that's just checking out odor, and we do that a lot in our tracking stuff. Like, we know that, let's just use a fire hydrant. There's all kinds of dogs use a fire hydrant as a marking tool, right? And everybody comes by that and touches it. Dogs pee on it. And my dog goes over to it, and he's sorting through those 50,000 odors. And then he goes on about it back to his business. It's kind of the same thought process. Some dogs need to sort through it. When they start making that forward motion, and then I just need to tap, 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 or a small, small, consistent stimulation to give them reinforcement is, no, we don't really want to fool with this. So, trail cameras work. Actually seeing them would be a great thing. I've got a couple other things that I'm working on that I'm going to try, and if they work out, they will. I will tell you this, that I have found that some of my older dogs will, if you set them up two or three times, dogs are smart, if you set them up two or three times and you dump them out and put them in that odor, like, it don't take them very many times to figure out, like, ooh, I'm being set up, and they're not going to do anything about it because they're outsmarting you. But then the next time you go to the woods and you're walking up that creek bed, or you're walking up that holler, or out that old logging road, that's not a setup. That's a normal hunting environment. So you have to understand that once them dogs figure you out, you're going to have to change your routine or change what you're doing to change the environment for the dog so you can continue those corrections or so on or so forth. So just remember this. Coyotes are fun. That's why it makes it harder to break. Most of the failures are human timing and consistency issues. Breaking is a process. It's not an event. And you can't make a perfect hound. But we can make one that's honest. It's going to be a wrap for this episode of Creekside Chronicles. We appreciate you spending your time with us, whether you're in the truck, in the woods, or sitting by the creek listening along. Thank you for walking this trail with us. And thank you to W Supply for hosting the podcast and supporting what we do. Be sure to check them out and go to wsupply.com for all of your hound needs. Until next time, keep your dogs fed right, your boots muddy, and we'll see you down the trail.
Tailgate drops before the light. Cooler's packed and the rig's sitting right. tracking collars charged, beeping green, boots in the bed and the rifles clean. Dog box rattling, engines hum, we're chasing bear till the day is done. Old Ring barking like he knows what's near, nose to the wind, tail full of cheer. From the Virginia mountains to the Carolina clay, we're burning fuel and miles each day. Every turn's another tale, through mountain mist and paper trails, we see the sunset red in Tennessee. Rise through the fog in old WV, North Carolina's pines echo loud with the cry of a hard-run hound. New York forest, Maine's deep snow, Vermont valley's where the black bears go. Truck keeps rolling, wheels don't care, we're chasing daylight, chasing bear. Rest stops few, the roads are long, but the fire in our hearts still burns strong. Wisconsin mornings cutting crisp and clear, Canada's wildwoods drawing near. Still got states we ain't run, but that hound dog fever won't let us quit. We see the sun set red in Tennessee, rise through the fog. Chasing bear. Gas station coffee, Alpha XL on the dash. Another back road, another bear track. Friends made fast and stories told slow. Under stars where only hunters go. We see the sunrise gold in Canadian air. And it sets on a trail down in Appalachia. Packing steel and leather, grit and care, we're built for the road and chasing bear. So load the dogs and slam the gate, there's a trail ahead, we won't be late. From dawn to dusk, we're always there, chasing daylight, chasing them bears.
We're leaving today and entering a world of Mickey Mouse waving, princess meeting and greeting,
lightsaber clashing, the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror dropping,
Banshee flying,
Space Mountain launching, galaxy rewinding, what is the whole network galaxy rewinding,
fireworks igniting, world of other worlds. For whatever you love, infinite worlds await at the most magical place on Earth, Walt Disney World Resort.
From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
Where's your playlist taking you? Down the highway? To the mountains? Or just into daydream mode while you're stuck in traffic? With over 4,000 hotels worldwide, Best Western is there to help you make the most of your getaway. Wherever that is. Because the only thing better than a great playlist is a great trip. Life's the trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence, helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
President's Day savings are happening now at the Home Depot with up to 40% off select appliances. Looking to upgrade your fridge? Check out LG's newest model, serving up ice in all kinds of styles. Cube, crushed, craft ice, and now new mini craft ice straight from the dispenser. From cold brew to fizzy favorites, these refrigerators will have you entertaining like a pro. Shop President's Day savings and get up to 40% off, plus free delivery on select appliances like LG at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $1,498 or more. Offer valid February 5th through the 25th. U.S. only. See store online for details.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.